8:35, 10:35, 2:35, and 5:35. Two squares are revealed. Remember where the perfect pairs are, and you're a winner. Brought to you by Central Yamaha, Pack and Stack Self-Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The P1 Wild Ass Circus will be at Humperdinck's in Addison this Friday from 8 until 10 at the Beltline and the Tollway up that way. You can register to win ticket t-shirts. It'll be the big P1 Wild Ass Circus birthday party. A couple of very, very foxy ticket chicks will be on hand for you to look at. So join the P1 Wild Ass Circus at Humperdinck's in Addison, Beltline and the Tollway this Friday from 8 until 10. 6:36 here on the ticket.
How many?
40 people like Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Gigi Allen likes Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. It's time once again for that part of the presentation known as Community Quick Hits. Let us welcome Snake to the presentation.
Snake Thank L.
Thank you very much. I'm still reeling over a piece of video that I was forced to watch. I didn't want to watch it.
From Big Dick?
He forced me to, yes.
Did you see that, Ron?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with people? Why do human beings have to do that?
Here's what I want to know.
Hang on. We're referring to the G.G. Allen, the former punk rocker who died of heroin to the eyeball, essentially. I was watching his concert video.
That was interesting.
You know what? You see all of it?
Yeah, I saw enough to realize that would be Captain Doodoo's favorite punk rocker. Captain Doodoo.
Why, if he had a little bitty dingus like that, would you be wanting to sport it around all the time?
Grego, do you think he cares? He craps on stage. What do you think he cares about his wiener? It doesn't mean anything to him.
No, I'm just saying that that's like one of the littlest wieners I've ever seen.
He doesn't care.
Obviously.
It doesn't matter to him. Nothing matters to him.
Well, he's dead now.
Well, yeah. Nothing mattered to him. Nothing.
God, well, if he had a small little weenie like that, last thing you want to do is sport it around.
Doesn't care. Doesn't matter. All right, this really isn't part of our community, but we ignored it during E! News. Mike got upset, and so we'll give Mike his little porn story.
Well, no, Mike no. I didn't get upset, first
yeah,
of
you
all.
Did. We'll give you your little porn
I just thought
fix.
This would be a big story in E! News, and if E! News had been a little bit more diligent today and not spend so much time on these other stories of lesser consequence, then we would have gotten to it.
Look, I don't think this is that big a story. I thought the debut of the R.E.M. song was huge, and I don't even remember the other story I had, but it was big. Oh, Joaquin Phoenix freaking out. This to me is just...
I, for one, would have much rather heard this than Joaquin Phoenix.
And by the way, Jack Cash, he was cutting fence posts and he fell on a saw.
I read that. And he died at 14.
Yeah, a shredder, like I said. He was hit by a shredder.
He died 8 days later.
This is concerning Paris Hilton.
Oh, God, I love her.
The London News of the World claims to have obtained a tape showing Hilton with ex-boyfriends Nick Carter and Jason Shaw.
At the same time?
No.
So,
She is said to...
More sex tapes?
Yes. Said to be shown, quote, writhing in the back of a car as she is groped intimately by Carter, the former Backstreet Boy. In another scene, Paris answers the door buck naked, wearing only a breathe right strip across her nose. Or a pore strip. I don't know what that is.
But that's attractive.
For a Tommy Hilfiger model,
across
Jason
that
Shaw.
Horse snout.
Sure wasn't a bridle.
Having fun.
Elsewhere in the video.
That's a cheap shot, Danny. I mean, don't
genius.
You?
Genius. That is genius.
I think
that
she can.
Short of genius.
I think she can look good.
No, she can't.
She can look hot sometimes.
Elsewhere in the video,
Did
Hilton...
Did you see the picture of her on that page?
Yeah, yuck.
She looks awful.
Oh, she looks terrible.
Gross.
But then in the
She's
New
gross.
Rolling Stone,
She's
she
ugly.
Looks great.
She's ugly. Elsewhere in the video, Hilton puffs on a joint, chirping, Paris Hilton Part 2, How to Roll a Joint.
Puff!
The 11 minutes...
I'll bet she is so much fun.
Yeah.
I'll bet she is just a pleasure temple.
Probably.
She'll probably just let you do anything you
anything
want.
Anything you want. She's ready.
Girls like that are
Sorry,
great, man.
Not interested.
The 11 minutes of footage obtained by the British papers believed to have been culled from 12 hours of video stolen from Hilton's rented Hollywood Hills home last month.
You know, I've got some advice for her.
What?
Stop making sex tapes. And then they won't get out.
You know what, Greg?
But I think she wants them to get out.
When you're
of course
a,
she does.
When you're a two-bit slut.
Which she's not.
That's what you do.
She's not a two-bit slut.
Really?
She's no. a billion-dollar slut.
Exactly.
Her spokesperson, Elliot Mintz. Elliot Mintz, is that the guy that does the, like, 92.5 roll back the tapes? I'm Elliot Mintz. The Beatles stuff, you guys ever hear that on ZPS? When they do
no.
that on those Beatles tapes?
Mm-mm.
You've never heard of Elliot Mintz?
No.
Y'all are morons.
No.
You
Why?
In radio.
Because we haven't heard of that?
I listened to The Ticket.
I've heard no. of Ron Chapman.
Well, I'm saying he didn't work for ZPS. It's one of those Westwood One deals or something like that. No. Elliot Mintz says that a very, very professional gang of
no.
thieves
no.
stole more than $100,000 worth of jewelry, cash, videotapes, and other items from her pad at the Sunset Strip.
Mm. Well, just quit making them. You know, if you don't make a sex tape, they can never get out.
I was thinking about that this morning. Usually one of these celebrities...
About making one?
No. Just the whole concept of the F tape.
Kick it.
Usually you have about one or two of those a year that come out that involve celebrities.
No,
I bet they make a lot more than what actually gets out there. I think there's a lot of this going on. These are just the ones that have surfaced to the public.
Well, you got to think.
Well, who knows
Danny,
about them then?
There's probably...
If they make them, who knows about them?
I think the percentage of celebrities who make sex videos or film themselves is probably right on par with the amount of people who do it in regular day.
I bet it
world.
Is too.
And so that's not, what do you think the percentage is of that? 1 in 20?
It might be more, the percentage.
I don't know. Let's have a round table.
Okay.
Let's get girls who have filmed themselves.
Why don't we get impromptu round table started right now? I have not.
Michael?
No. Never done that.
Grego?
Are we talking movies or just still photos?
Movies. But we'll get into the other after you answer this one.
Can you imagine Grego with the 1979 Kodachrome and Polaroids?
Let's get some girls up here who have done
everywhere.
This and talk to them.
That's so
I've actually done it.
You have?
Yeah.
Was Eastbound
You've
and...
You filmed?
Yeah.
Down playing in the back.
Were you filming?
I wasn't filming, but it was on a tripod.
Grego.
So you just kind of got it going and let it roll, huh?
Gotta be honest.
Whose camera?
I don't know.
A video or a still?
Video.
Where is this?
Does that
Destroyed.
Exist today?
Bring it up.
Destroyed.
What year?
Are you sure?
Right.
I think most people...
Right when... Video cameras first came out. And
did you have a VTR like they did in autofocus?
No, it was one that you put the actual videotape in the camera.
Did you befriend a real seedy guy that was all into video equipment and stuff?
No.
And play with each other on the couch watching TV?
No, didn't do that. Look, I'm just being honest.
Okay.
All right.
You asked me a question, I gave you an honest answer.
I appreciate your honesty.
Not real proud of it. And it certainly doesn't exist.
Now, I think most people, though, I mean, I know you thought about it when you destroyed it, thinking, man, do I really want to do this? Because you put a lot of hard work
either.
Into
no,
it.
No. Believe me, I wanted to.
Were you just appalled at what you looked like on film?
I didn't look as good as I thought I would.
Did you ever go back and look at it again?
No.
After
just looked at it once, and it looked better on the little viewfinder, but when you actually plugged it into a VCR and saw it on a TV screen...
But you thought about trying, didn't you?
What?
To see if you did. You wanted to see,
no,
maybe.
No, it was a stupid girl that wanted to do it, okay?
I think girls like to do it more
yeah,
than guys.
Yeah, they do.
Well, let's get some girls up here who've done it.
I think girls like to do it more than guys, too.
Girls film? Why would they?
I've been offered that by a girl.
You have?
Yeah.
You want to film me?
But I'm not interested, man. I don't want to see
that. What she want to do, film both of you, or she just wanted you to film her, or what?
Yeah, just kind of while it was going
on.
Let me tell you, I don't care who you are.
I don't care what you look like. You don't look as good as you think you do.
Making all those goofy faces and grunts.
There is nothing worse than seeing yourself
over
up there in full-blown video performing.
Let's get some girls up here who have done that.
I think we should.
Tell us why, serious. Why they did it.
I'm serious. Let's do that.
What happened to it?
Let's put the call out. If you filmed yourself before,
call Danny.
Bring your tape and come up here. And we want to see the tape.
I don't want to see the tape. Just come on up.
Oh, I want to see the tape.
Just email me.
I want to see the tape, too.
Danny@theticket.com. I think I will get zero responses,
yeah.
But...
Hey,
it's a good idea.
You know what? I bet you get some. Lester and Earl, you know, they live down there, and... Well, Lester and Earl probably aren't her parents. But, I mean, they're not going to come clean. I graduated from Plano West 2 years ago. You want to see my porn tape?
Well, you know what? If they want to come up here and they want to be anonymous, we can alter their voice. We'll use an assumed name.
I think we should alter our voices.
I do, too, and have theirs be real.
Right. Because nobody would expect that, Greg.
But it doesn't make a lot of sense. Oh, let's do that.
Well, what does here in the aughts?
This is me with the starting five of the Euless basketball team.
Now, what if it's somebody from England that lives here and they don't have that one voice that you've got?
All girls.
Why do they
all girls have that accent.
Every girl.
All guys talk like this around here.
Gators!
I think we should do that, man. Stop, Cowboys.
Right now.
I think we should do that. That'd be something good to do.
Tell Reiner he's an idiot.
If you ever film, email me, Rhines, Danny. And we'll get you up here, and we'll have a little rainbow.
Yeah,
Neil. Corby, too.
Thank you for including me.
Snake L. Davidson.
Include.
What else?
Michael, an unfortunate story in your neck of the woods.
The hood?
What?
The big spin-around move there.
You live in Dallas.
Look, when I wheel around and look at you, you better stop what you're doing, okay?
But you're on right.
They are on right.
No, they're not.
What's this new haircut?
He's afraid of messing up his little spiky. On top.
My Tim Kalishaw?
Yes.
What is the deal with your hair?
You know what, Grego? You've been gone 3 days. It's the same haircut I've had for 6 years since I shaved it.
You've done something.
I've done nothing.
Rhines,
you need to grow it out again is what you need to do.
I'm trying.
Rhines, hadn't he done something different to that?
I don't know. It looks the same to me. Looks like just a big coonskin cap on his head.
With the tail cut off.
Grow a rat tail. Tell you what, I'll give you $100 an inch.
Pull that. I have no idea why, but...
I'll give you $100 for every inch you grow a rat tail.
A rat tail.
Yeah.
No. Let me get to my story, please.
All right, bad news in the hood.
I search for these stories. There was a burning car down in East Oak Cliff, and so police go to investigate.
Did Garth go help?
No. It was a 1996 Chevy Tahoe, so the cops show up there about 3:30 this afternoon.
Any hot bitches?
What, Danny?
Come on, Danny.
Any hot bitches?
You know what? You got to quit saying that. That's very,
that
very offensive.
That is a drop.
Well, quit dropping it.
It's a brand new drop, too.
The vehicle was still on fire when Dallas Fire Rescue officials arrived at the corner of Morrell and Sargent. Michael? Morrell, Sargent?
Yeah.
Ring a bell?
Yeah. East Oak Cliff.
Nice.
The vehicle was in a wooded area about 40 yards off the road. And as they're trying to put the fire out, they discover two bodies burnt to holy hell right in the car.
Mm.
The bodies, which were burned so severely...
Should have got Garth in there. He could have saved him by song.
he'd have been a big help, Craig.
Police couldn't identify him because the bodies were burnt so severely. And Police Sergeant Gary Kirkpatrick said it was quite likely that the two occupants were shot before the vehicle was set on fire. He also said the gas tank was punctured by a bullet.
Ooh.
Is that what started the fire?
I'm sure that the two people were shot and... Then they shot the gas tank. Isn't that how you start a fire? Don't you shoot the gas tank and boom, it explodes?
No.
Isn't that what happens in the movies?
Probably need an open flame. It's really hard to get a
car. You're probably going
to
need a match or something to get a little fire going. A blue flame might work.
I've never really set a car on fire.
Do you think that a guy dropped his pants?
Oh, jeez. Boom!
Held a lighter underneath his buttocks, and then his buddy shot as he blue flamed. You think that's how the fire was started, or is that too James Bond?
It could be.
I'm going to say right now, that did not happen. I'm going to tell you right now that car was not set on fire with a fart.
I think it's a distinct possibility.
Hey, in Community Quick Hits, we have to examine every single possible avenue. We have to, or else what good are we?
What good are we anyway?
I don't really know.
That's
it's time to go. Mm. We have to go.
That's it?
It's 7:52 or 6:52.
Just remember, every minute we're late is one less minute we have to mix with Big Dick.
Is that usually the day's goal?
Usually.
we
structure our whole show that way.
All right, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.